The U.S. is now on guard against both tainted beef and suspicious people coming across the borders. This month, the Department of Homeland Security started a screening program called U.S. Visit. Visitors from some countries now have their pictures and fingerprints taken when they arrive in the United States. It's an effort that commentator Andre Codrescu says he understands completely.
Before it was decided to fingerprint everybody who isn't fortunate enough to own the right passport, it was suggested that the border authority just keep the whole finger. That way people wouldn't stay very long and would be sure to return before their visas expired. This proposal was shut down because it only inconvenienced good people who are fond of their fingers. Bad people would just give up a finger to live in our Walmart paradise, not to speak of people used to giving up a finger, like the Yakuzas. I sort of like that idea, but don't get me wrong. I also like fingerprinting and photographing every dubious so-called foreigner because it makes me feel that I'm really an American, a person, that is, who owns a Japanese-made flat-screen TV, a Chinese barbecue pit, and a Romanian-made American flag. Now, there are some people who claim that fingerprinting and mugging every visitor is humiliating, arrogant, and above all, stupid. They say that tourists, students, and scholars who come here have a positive interest in this country, and that will change in a hurry if we treat them worse than cows with possible mad cow disease. Actually, sick cows seem to cross borders with much greater ease. They also say that terrorists will be sure to come in some other way with a lot less pressure now, since all law enforcement will be busy humiliating legitimate travelers. That's what these subversive types say, but they are so ignorant of history, it makes me want to hurl chunks. History says that everyone coming here is a bad foreigner until proven otherwise. Immigration personnel at Ellis Island changed names that sounded too foreign to sound more American. They sent back socialists, communists, and anarchists. Even when they let them in by mistake, they soon found them out and sent them back, even if there was no back to send them to. Of course, there is no end to kvetching. There are actually unpatriotic Americans. An oxymoron, I know, because an unpatriotic American is nothing but a foreigner in disguise. Anyway, there are some who say that our authorities mean to eventually fingerprint and photograph every person in the world, and that airports are not a bad way to start. Now, why would anyone want to do that? Market research, they say. Isn't that the darndest thing you ever heard?
Poet Andre Codrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.org.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.